Santa Ana winds prompt power shutoffs, red flag alert in Southern California. Los Angeles, due to ongoing Santa Ana wind conditions, the city of Los Angeles is extending red flag no parking restrictions October 30 in brush areas until 8 a.m. October 31. The red flag alert and enforcement of special parking rules went into effect at 8 a.m. Sunday, and conditions prompted the continuation of the restrictions, according to Nicholas Prang of the Los Angeles Fire Department. The gusty conditions also shut off power in some areas of Southern California. The winds primarily affect the northern portion of Los Angeles County, enveloping the San Fernando, Santa Clarita, and San Gabriel Valleys, along with the Malibu Coast, Santa Monica Mountains, Calabasas, the San Gabriel Mountains, and the Golden State and Antelope Valley freeway corridors. Red flag warnings indicating critical fire danger conditions were in place for those areas through 10 p.m. Monday. Widespread single-digit humidities were predicted from Sunday into Monday, according to the National Weather Service. The strongest Santa Ana winds are expected Sunday, when gusts of 35 to 50 mph will be common, except gusts of 50 to 65 miles per hour likely in the Los Angeles County Mountains, Santa Susana Mountains, Western Santa Monicas, and wind-prone foothills. Dry and breezy offshore flow conditions will persist into Tuesday, which may extend critical fire weather conditions across portions of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. At least two spot fires broke out in LA County on Sunday afternoon, one near the Hollywood Freeway at Victory Boulevard in North Hollywood, and one near the northbound Harbor Freeway at Anaheim Street in Wilmington. The Weather Service reported a peak gust of 92 miles per hour Sunday at Magic Mountain Truck Trail. Red flag warnings remain in effect for much of LA/Ventura counties through 10 p.m. Monday, the NWS Los Angeles office posted Sunday afternoon. Dangerous fire weather conditions due to strong Santa Ana winds plus very low humidities. In addition, there will be threat of downed trees/power lines and power outages. Wind-prone coastal and valley areas were expected to experience winds ranging from 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Southern California Edison officials said the utility was reaching out to customers and public safety agencies about the possibility of public safety power shutoffs, in which power is cut in areas being battered by heavy winds that could damage electrical lines or equipment and spark wildfires. According to SoCal Edison, roughly 150,240 of the utility's 5 million customers were being notified that they are within areas that could potentially be impacted by the power cuts. SoCal Edison's website showed precautionary public safety power shutoffs were in effect for 8,328 customers in Los Angeles County and 2,912 in Orange County as of 11:15 a.m., with shutoffs being considered for another 43,774 customers in LA County and 19,947 in Orange County. Calabasas officials said Sunday morning that SoCal Edison might activate a shutoff for virtually all circuits in Calabasas due to the strong winds, then provided an update later Sunday. SCE has turned off power to more areas now as part of the, city officials said now, a large area north of the 101 is out. Reminder, it can take hours for the power to be restored. Malibu officials said SoCal Edison started a power shutoffs on the Sarah, Cuthbert, and Nicholas circuits. A list featuring the real-time status of temporary street parking restrictions and addresses affected is at the LAFT's website. All vehicles parked illegally in posted locations within the very high fire hazard severity zone will be towed by the city, LAFD spokesman Brian Humphrey said. In Orange County, high wind warnings were in place through 10 p.m. Monday in the Santa Ana Mountains and foothills and inland areas, with 20 to 30 miles per hour winds anticipated and isolated gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. Coastal areas will be under a less severe wind advisory, with winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. The South Coast Air Quality Management District issued a wind-blown dust advisory for the county that went into effect Sunday morning and will last at least until Tuesday morning. and forecasters also issued a gale warning until 3 p.m. Monday for the inner waters from Point Magu to San Mateo Point, including Santa Catalina Island. Northeast winds of 15 to 25 knots were predicted, with gusts up to 40 knots and combined seas of 4 to 7 feet when conditions are worst.